So who am I? So my wife, Maggie, and I have a hobby farm, or we call ourselves homesteaders, out in the Driftless area in Richland County. And I'm not a big fan of the word homesteader, but I'm not a big fan of hobby farm either, because to me that sounds like, you know, very relaxing, and I feel pretty exhausted at the end of every day. So it doesn't really feel like much of a hobby to me. But regardless of what you call it, we try to be as sustainable and as self-sufficient as possible. And so to that end, we have a big garden. We have an orchard, we have a woodlot, we're getting ready for maple syrup season, that's coming up soon. We have chickens and bees and all those sorts of things. And so because we grow a lot of our own food, we do a lot of preservation. And Maggie is really big into fermenting. I also do fermenting, I make mead, I make hard cider. And we stumbled into hot sauce several years ago because we had a bumper crop of peppers. We had 5-gallon pails of peppers, and we had made cowboy candy, and we dehydrated them, and we made salsa, and we were running out of things to do. And so we decided to try to make hot sauce. And unbelievably, it worked. And not only did we end up using a lot of peppers, but it also produced something that we could use in the winter months when we were eating a lot of stews and casseroles. It was something to jazz up our meals. And so since that point, we've been making hot sauce every year, every other year or so. And so what I'm going to talk about today is really making small batches for personal use, but it can be scaled up to market gardeners, but it's very, very approachable.